Maybe you've listened to more than one of these, and this is obvious to you, but I don't have sisters. Brothers I got, and maybe that's obvious too, but no sisters. Jesus had sisters. Brothers too, at least four, named James, Joseph or Joses, Judas, and Simon. We don't know how many sisters Jesus had or what any of their names were. We just know that he had them. Jesus had sisters, and that's weird to think about for me because I never had any, and so I don't personally know what that's like. It's also weird for me because I have daughters who are sisters to each other and to their brother, and so I know what being sisters looks like. Just not what it feels like. Like, did they feel sisterly toward Jesus? And what is that? Did they look up to him? Were they afraid of him? Was it easy to love him? How do sisters feel about their brothers? How do sisters feel about their brother if their brother is Jesus? And it was already weird enough for me, but that last thought adds whole new levels of weirdness. Jesus had sisters. Jesus is God. God had sisters. All the women in the whole world were, are, and will be his children, his daughters. But a few, we don't know how many, were his sisters too. He knows the names of all the women who have ever lived, do live, will ever live. But a few he called by name, names we don't know, as they did chores together, played together, shared every meal together, and slept under the same roof. God, who already always knows all of everything, also knew during a moment in time what it's like to have sisters. That's weird for me to think about. Do you think it was weird for Jesus? Like, it's weird for me to think about having sisters because I don't, and so it's outside of my experience. But you know what else is outside of my experience? Being God. And until the miracle of the incarnation, it was outside of God's experience to be human. Now, being God, Jesus already knows all of everything, so he cannot learn anything, he cannot be surprised, he cannot not know something. And yet, there are things that God has not experienced, right? Because he's God. God has not experienced sin or evil, and Jesus only experienced temptation and death by becoming human. And he did that in order to save us. In order to save us, he experienced things that God knows but had never in all eternity known from experience. Not just death and temptation, but also learning and maybe even being surprised and definitely having sisters. And I'm pretty sure Jesus didn't have the trouble that I'm having in wrapping his head around all that, but that doesn't mean his experience of all that wasn't what I'd call weird. So Jesus had sisters, and Jesus went through some existential weirdness, and Jesus himself is weird to me in a way that is not limited to, but includes, having sisters. And I get that his having sisters is a relatively minor detail in the great panoply of differences between me and Jesus. But here's what my weird faith in Jesus wants to do with that detail. Jesus had sisters in a way that paid for my sin. It's not just a historical fact, not just a weird facet of religious philosophy on God's existence. It's a salvation fact that some daughters of God were also Jesus' sisters, and when he called them by their names that we don't know, he did it to pay for the ways I've misused names and forgotten them and not cared enough about them. When he did chores with them and played with them He did it to pay for the ways I've been lazy and proud in my tasks and been selfish and careless at play. When he ate with them and slept under the same roof and did the things families do together, but did them perfectly, Jesus was being my substitute, not just in having sisters the way I don't, but in not having sin the way I do. Jesus had sisters, and he had them perfectly, because I don't do anything perfectly, and I need him to have been perfect for me, and he was. How did his sisters feel about that? I hope a lot like I do. Looking up to Jesus. Being a little afraid of how good he is. Finding him so easy to love, who has so perfectly loved us. I hope they had my weird faith in Jesus, their brother. Probably much weirder for them, because he was literally their brother. But no less full of feeling. Not sisterly or brotherly or daughterly or whateverly feelings, but believerly. So, joy. Jesus had sisters, and because he did and did it right, all of us can have the joy of being right with the God who already always knows all of everything and who knows this very moment what it's like to love us from experience. You and I are dust and breath, loved by God, bought by Jesus. This podcast is written and produced by me, Ethan Cherney, a Wells pastor serving Bethel Lutheran Church of Menasha, Wisconsin. Get in touch on Facebook at Dust and Breath Pod, on Twitter at Dust Breath Pod, or by emailing dustandbreathpod@gmail.com. Outro music arranged and performed by Mr. Peter Shewey, who is like cold water to a weary soul. Thank you for listening. Don't forget to subscribe. And if you could leave a review in iTunes or just share an episode on social media, I'd really appreciate it. It's the only way other people can find the show. Now, go do what God made you to do. Be who God called you to be. Go see what God can do with dust and breath and faith in Jesus, his Son.